Hello and welcome back to the Lowercroft Primary School podcast. We're so excited to have you with us for another episode of this exciting podcast. I'm Betsy.
I'm Tom.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Millie.
And we'll be your host today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout-outs from around our amazing school.
A big warm welcome to all our listeners, whether you're tuning in from home, in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you. Here's what's coming up in today's episode.
A roundup of all the latest school news, an exciting interview in our hot seat section, and of course we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
Here it is, the final episode of the school year. What a year it's been, and we hope that you have enjoyed tuning in. We look forward to sharing this very special final episode with you. We cannot wait to get started, so we'll begin now, always, with our breaking news section. On Wednesday, the 18th of June, reception had a fantastic time visiting Imagine That, a hands-on discovery centre that brings together science, creativity and sensory play in one exciting space. The children immersed themselves in a variety of activities, from making slime and blowing giant bubbles to experimenting with light, gravity and other science wonders.
Scarlett volunteered to help out in the school hall at lunchtime. She absolutely loved it, wearing a proper kitchen uniform, and she threw herself into the role with enthusiasm. Well done, Scarlett, a great example of teamwork and responsibility in action. A huge well done to our amazing athletics team who took part in a tournament recently. Lowercroft has made it through into all but two finals. The team brought home medals in the 75 metre and the 65 metre sprint events. The boys' relay and the year 6 long jump.
Year 4 completed their 2 weeks of swimming, morning swimming lessons, and wow, they made an incredible achievement across the class. We are so proud of you.
Key Stage 1 embarked on their trip to Blackpool Zoo, and what a time they had. They had a wonderful time seeing the animals and learning more about the amazing world that we live in. Year 3 also enjoyed a wonderful trip to Chester Zoo.
Our Year 6 boys football team put in a fantastic performance at the recent football tournament. They played brilliant throughout, even holding their nerve in some nail-biting penalty shootouts. They battled their way through to the final and they finished the day with an impressive silver medal, just missing out on penalties.
What a fantastic sports day we enjoyed. Every single child took part, showing great energy, determination and smiles throughout the day. Even some brave parents even joined in. Cheerleading was showcased and each class performed their own dance on the field. Thank you to our brilliant sports captains for keeping everything running smoothly, and to the Year 6 pupils who helped out. A big thank you also to all the parents who joined in the Macarena with such enthusiasm. You really added to the fun and festival spirit of the day.
Year 5 adventure out to Gowaite for their trip. There were some tricky challenges, but it was so good to see every single one of our Year 5s pushing themselves and have a go, even if they were nervous. They also took part in some fun and engaging team challenges. What was incredible was how the instructors commented on how well they represented the school and how supportive they were to each other to encourage everyone to take part and work together.
Year 6 put their business skills to the test in their Young Enterprise project. The children worked in teams to create markets and sell their own products. A special mention goes to George, whose enterprise email secured a £100 voucher donation from BMM. The results are going to be shared soon. Thank you to the PTA for supporting this event.
Congratulations to the girls' football team who have rounded off an incredible year by winning yet another tournament. Completing a brilliant double, they have enjoyed great success this year, and it's been fantastic to see their hard work and talent recognised in this way.
Year 5 and 6 treated us to a fantastic performance of Mary Poppins. Every single child, whether their role was big or small, played their part brilliantly. The result was a polished, entertaining and heartwarming production that everyone involved can be proud of. We'd also like to say a huge thank you to everyone who supported the event through ticket sales, the raffle and the tuck shop. Together we raised an impressive £874.71, which will go towards improving our reception outdoor area.
11 children from our school were randomly selected to be mascots at Bury FC. They had a fantastic opportunity to meet the manager and players before the match. A memorable experience for everyone involved.
As we record some other things will be happening in school that we won't have chance to record.
Finally, we will also be saying a sad goodbye to some members of staff. Mrs. Jones has been at Lowercroft for 14 years and will be greatly missed. She will be taking on an exciting role at another school. Also, Miss Wahid, who will be starting her own teacher qualification, and Miss Cook, who will be retiring. We will miss them and wish them all the best. That's all for our breaking news this week. Now to our hot seat time.
This week, we have invited some of our Year 6s to join us for the hot seat.
They are going to share either something they have enjoyed about their time at Lowercroft or something they will miss.
So what I'll really miss is the giant swing at Robin Wood, and what I've enjoyed most are the art and English lessons.
One thing that I would miss about school is my friends that I've made, because they've not gone to the same high school as me.
One thing that I've enjoyed about Lowercroft is being with my friends and making new friends. One thing I will miss about Lowercroft is the PE lessons.
One thing that I will really miss about Lowercroft is the friends that I've made that are going to other high schools.
One thing about Lowercroft that I'm going to really miss, I'm probably playing the game Flicker with my friends.
I would really miss my friends and everyone at school, and I really enjoyed all the trips and probably Robin Wood the most.
One thing that I've enjoyed is making friends at Lowercroft, and one thing I'm going to miss is the friends that aren't going to the same high school as me.
I forgot what I was going to say.
One thing that I will miss from my time at Lowercroft are the friends that I'll leave. And one of my favourite things was going on the big swing at Robin Wood and not screaming at all.
One thing I really like about Lowercroft is when I got Pride of Lowercroft. And one thing I really miss about Lowercroft is spending time and helping my buddy.
One thing that I'm going to miss about my time at Lowercroft is the friends that aren't going to the same high school as me. Things that I have enjoyed at Lowercroft is going to Robin Wood and doing caving and the zip wire, and also winning both of the tournaments for the girls' football team.
Each week in our Student Spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of the Team Lowercroft who has achieved something outside of school. If you would like something to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw via email or on a piece of paper to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Sophie, in Year 6, took part in a charity netball tournament recently in Liverpool. Her team, YWCA Bury, were unbeaten until the final match where they lost against Ellesmere Port. Sophie was named Player of the Day. They raised thousands of pounds for the Mark Edwards Foundation charity. Then her team took part in a tournament in Skegness, playing 15 games and going on to win the finals. Sophie was awarded the trophy as captain by a netball Super League player. Well done.
Henry in Year 4 showed great hard work and drive to achieve his 800 metre swimming badge, covering equal lengths of breaststroke, backstroke and front crawl. We are incredibly proud of him.
James, Alistair and Tom in Year 6, who play for Westbury Dragons football team, took part in a football tournament in which 10 teams competed. They came out as overall champions of the tournament, scoring 17 goals and not conceding a goal for the entire tournament. Well done. Oliver in Year 5 and his team, Ramsbottom Raiders, won their football tournament recently. They all did super. Great display, Oliver.
Frank in Year 5 won yet another tennis tournament recently and received a trophy this time. Keep up the great work, Frank.
Seb in Year 4 got to the Interleague final with his football team, Turton Tigers. He scored the winning penalty in the semi-final too. Sadly, they didn't win the final, but Seb selfishly went to in goal after their goalkeeper got injured early on and got man of the match. Emmy in Year 2 received her dance exam results and she passed her TAP exam with distinction, and her contemporary exam with commendation. She had worked really